your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with KER Politics, featuring myself and Jim McKinney. Want to tell you, last segment, you know what we talked about. We talked about Jimmy's views as to what's going on in the political America that we all live in every day. We're going to take this segment and we're going to talk about how you can actually make a difference. I'm going to let Jim do that. Jimmy, how can we all make a difference?
Well, I think we want to first talk about how we are making a difference and how, you know, what things are happening out there that a lot of people don't see because the media is really trying to keep it down. You know, they're trying to kind of keep it covered. But I think a really good example is the really in the last 24 hours, a big row over Jason Aldean's song, Try That in a Small Town. The song is basically, it came out in May. It talks about basically, hey, you know, don't try to rob and steal and burn things down in a small town because we're not going to put up with it. It won't last long. It's a really good song. I would recommend everybody listening to it. But more importantly, he came out with a video. And in that video, he just shows a lot of rioting from the 2020 BLM riots, the Antifa riots, a lot of robberies, a lot of violence. And basically, hey, we don't accept that in a small town, and don't try it in a small town. But the left is going nuts. They're attacking him, and in fact, to the point where country music television, CMT, actually banned the song from being shown to appease the left. And again, here's an example of huge pushback, because immediately the song has gone to number one on the charts within 24 hours. It's got over a million views on YouTube, but it just came out. And I imagine within a few weeks, it's going to have well over 10, 15, 20 million views. Because it's a good song, but it also kind of captures that feeling of, man, we want to get control of our nation back. So you see that happening right now. So Jason Aldean is making a stand, and he's not backing off of it. He's actually said, hey, look, you should know my politics. I've been talking about it for a long time. Another example of pushback is this movie, Sound of Freedom, and that's Jim Caviezel, starring as a man named Tim Ballard, who was a Homeland Security, basically a guy that was out hunting pedophiles and left his job in order to go down and start rescue children because he was frustrated and just like felt he needed to do it. And basically, God was driving him to do it. The movie is an amazing movie. I think everyone should watch it. I think every child should watch it. It really focuses on South America, but they highlight in the movie the numbers in the United States of missing children and abused children, and of course the child trafficking that goes on because of the open borders.
Yeah.
Again, the media tried to shut it down. There's been really negative, I mean, unbelievably crazy negative reviews in left-wing magazines like Rolling Stone and The Guardian and some other newspapers that really tried to undermine it. It was only a $14.5 million movie. It's already made over $85 million, and by this weekend will probably have made over $100 million. So people are going out to see it, and the word is spreading in spite of people attempting to try to silence it through censorship and push it down. So here's examples of pushback.
And they're great examples. You know, Jimmy, I have to tell you, I would like our program to become more of a pushback avenue. I really would. So what that means is we have to get back David Horowitz, who's very definitely a pushback guy, and some of the other people. You know, Caviezel is an interesting guy. He's very, very moral. He will not allow any obvious sex in his movies. Sexual innuendos are not even there, and they obviously wouldn't be. I have a lot of time for Jim Caviezel. Jim is from Spokane, Washington. Spokane, Washington is a very conservative town, but a very wonderful town in eastern Washington. It's the only voting district in Washington that consistently votes conservative. Jimmy, in your travels about Washington State for the party and for the party candidates, have you ever done anything in Spokane?
Yeah, I've been out there. Actually, not for political actions, but for business events and some other things. I've been out there, and it's very, very supportive, very good place. And it's well organized and doesn't have all the problems that other places in the state do. However, the left is gaining ground in the urban area in Spokane,
it is changing. Yeah, it very definitely is.
So the pushback issues, Al. I think Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch has been losing millions and millions of dollars, and their market share is continually dropping. Another example. So what you're seeing is people beginning to say, you know what, I'm tired of the woke politics. I'm tired of you getting involved and pushing these agendas in my face, like Dylan Mulvaney, the transgender individual.
Right.
And you've got to see how it's going to have an impact. It did in the state of Virginia in the governor's race. The attorney general and the lieutenant governor, those were like powerful to change the whole direction of the state of Virginia, a very, what was considered a strongly deep blue state, certainly with North Virginia. You're starting to see those changes. The big victory by DeSantis in Florida, by 19 points over Charlie Crist.
Yeah.
You're seeing pushback, and it starts at the local level. It starts at the school board meetings. It starts at the local city and county council. It starts not allowing your superintendent and your teachers to start teaching these ideologies, Marxist ideologies, to your children.
Right.
And really what you're seeing is change, and that's where we have to go as a nation in order to protect us from the censorship.
I agree, Jimmy.
Of government.
I agree 100%, Jim, on that. By the way, getting back to the major event that's happening right now, and that's the song in a small town, we have provided the link, the link to that song on our website. See if it doesn't get your blood to boil just a little bit. Jim, we got a minute left. You want to wrap her up?
Well, yeah, I think, people need to remember what happened in 2020 with the COVID lockdowns, and not out of 2020, but after 2020, when the Democrats took control of the House, the Senate, and the White House, and they continued these restrictions. And, of course, the summer of 2020 with the George Floyd and BLM Antifa riots, which destroyed thousands of small-town buildings.
Well, I happen to agree 100% on that one. It's about time. I'm starting to get a little fired up, and that means there is something very definitely happening. The only thing you and I are promoting is morality and honesty, and I will never stop doing that. You guys, time for a top-of-the-hour news break. We'll be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.